Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
This podcast is brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey. Native Grape Odyssey is an educational project financed by the European Union to promote European wine in Canada, Japan, and Russia. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Ward. My guest today is Christian Ridolfi. Christian is the Direttore di Cantina, winery manager, for Santi.
Yes, group, of course.
Winery or brand owned by Gruppo Italiano Vini, or GIV. What is, in brief, GIV, Gruppo Italiano Vini?
GIV is an important company because GIV has 15 wineries from Lombardy, where near Valtellina, to Sicily.
So all over Italy, basically. It's one of Italy's most important companies. And in terms of under the Santi brand, there are various wines, and we'll go through them one by one. Let's start with a white wine.
Yes.
Lugana.
We are a brand very famous, very traditional around the Bipolizzale area, but also Santi produces white, in this case is Lugana. And Santi has a very long history. Was born in 1843 in Badilasi Valley, in the east part of the Bipolizzale winery. But immediately later, Santi started to produce whites. And for Santi, Lugana is a very traditional label, because in the 70s the Lugana production for Santi was very important, and also today is very important. We are in a beautiful area. We are in the south part of the Garda Lake region.
So Lake Garda?
Lake Garda, yes. And it's very interesting, especially for whites, the area, because it has a particular soil. It's very rich in clay. It's very difficult, the cultivation of this kind of soil, but it's very important, especially for whites, because we have a very high acidity, but in the main time is a very rich in fruity aroma and taste. So Lugana is today a very interesting white, not only for aperitif, but especially for food, fish, or the main course.
So what's the main grape variety for the white Lugana?
For Lugana is Trebbiano di Lugana. Trebbiano di Lugana has the same genetic genoma, the same genoma, then Verdicchio, and then the Trebbiano di Suave.
So the Verdicchio, meaning the Verdicchio that you would find in Verdicchio di Metallica or Verdicchio di Jesi in the Marche region. It's
so
similar.
It's very important in the same, in that area, also the soil very rich in clay.
Okay.
Where there is a strong clay, we produce a very interesting white from Verdicchio or from Trebbiano di Lugana.
Lake Garda, obviously, is a very popular tourist region, and it's quite a wealthy region in its own right as well, because you have, you know, a lot of luxury tourism outlets there. So is this white wine seen as a premium brand by your company, the Lugana, or a super premium brand?
For white, it's a super premium brand, yes, of course.
Okay, let's move down back into the Valpolicella area, and you say this was really where everything started. Just give us a brief detail about the range of Valpolicella wines that you make.
Yes, Valpolicella is an area where the winemaking, the important winemaking process, was born centuries ago. So means we are very good today to produce different kind of red wines from the same area, from the same grape, from the same vineyards. So in Valpolicella we produce a plain wine for aperitif or for dessert. Is the fresh Valpolicella.
So an everyday grapes. Wine.
The everyday wine. We use a blend, because in the Valpolicella there is not only a specific variety, we use different indigenous varieties. The mainly is Corvina, and then Corvinone, Rondinella, and Oseleta. But we have other varieties. So it's a blend. From this blend it's possible to produce a fresh wine for every day from a fresh grape, not a late harvest, but a normal harvest. The ripasso means to repeat the fermentation. It's a red wine, very important, where we do two fermentations, and the Amarone from the dried grapes. So it's a very specialized by Policella to produce reds. And the reason is not only the indigenous varieties, but it's the kind of soil. It's a very rich in limestone. It's a calcareous soil rich in limestone, so it's very important to produce fine red wines with a soft tannins, good acidity, high acidity, a long taste. It's a hilly area, and especially the vineyards on the top of the hills, where we have a very important sun exposition and a good ventilation, it's possible to produce a very ripe grape. So we produce for Santi, most important by Policella is Ventale, is by Policella Superiore, where we usually harvest the grape in the middle of October. Mm-hmm. So, and we do the fermentation in the big vats made by oak with a conic shape, they called Tini. It's a very traditional fermentation for around 40 days. And then it's an area where, of course, we have different kind of reds. For different use, for different combination, different pairing with the food.
So what's the altitude level for this, for the Ventale?
For the Ventale, the altitude is around 300 meters.
Is it called Ventale? Is that a link with the Vento? Is a wind?
Yes,
is
it's a
windy place. Yeah?
It's a windy valley by the Lazio, where Santi was born. It's a windy valley because at the end of the valley, we have a very high mountains. We reached the 2,300 meters, so we are close to the first part of the Alps mountains.
For the Alps, yeah.
Yes, it's very interesting, especially after the sunset, we have a very strong ventilation.
Okay.
From June to October, it's very interesting, not only to increase the aroma and the color, but especially the taste in the grapes. The important difference between night and day in temperature. So the ventilation is a characteristic of this part of Valpolicella.
Do you make a ripasso Valpolicella?
We also produce a ripasso. Ripasso is...
What's it called?
Yeah,
the ripasso.
The ripasso is called Solane.
What does Solane mean?
Solane is one of the most traditional, the oldest label for Santi Winery. Ripasso means to repeat the fermentation. The first is at the end of September when we pick the grape from our vineyards, and then there is the first fermentation, and then the wine stays for 4 months in the concrete vats to do the malolactic fermentation, and then in the same period we are drying the Amarone grapes in our drying sheds. We usually crush the Amarone grapes in the middle of January, and then start the fermentation is very, very slow, around 40-45 days. And before finishes the fermentation, we move the Amarone a little sweet, around 30 grams per liter in residual sugar, and then the Amarone finishes the fermentation in the barrels, and we introduce the Valpolicella in the Amarone fermentation tank vats, where the Valpolicella finds the Amarone skins, the Amarone juice, and yeast. And so there is the second
fermentation. So there's more sugar to consume for the yeast.
Yes, and there is a fermentation that lasts around a week, and the alcohol increases around 1% from 12.5 to 13.5, but it's especially the new fermentation releases an important aroma, and the Amarone skins in the same time release a part of Amarone aroma and Amarone taste.
So the ripasso is called Solane. That's where you add grapes to a wine that's already fermented. Ripasso.
Yes.
There's a wine that's already fermented, then you nearly fermented, then you add some fresh grapes to it.
No. We use only the residual fermentation of the Amarone.
Okay. And for the Amarone, is the brand is
Proemio and Santico. We produce two Amarone from the Classico area. Mm-hmm. Santico comes from three different valleys, Negrar, Marano, and part is Fumane. The altitude of the vineyard is between 150 meters and 300, so it's possible to select a beautiful grape from different altitude, and we produce the Santico every year, every vintage. The Proemio is a particular vineyard, is located on top of the hill in Marano village, around 500 meters, so it's very high. We don't produce Proemio every vintage. We need a lot of sunlight during the summer period, high temperature. So only when we have the weather conditions so particular, so strong in temperature and in sun exposition, it's possible to pick a very ripe grape. But the result is an Amarone where we have more acidity, more taste, more aroma, more spicy aroma, different kind of aroma. Is richer in taste than the Santico Amarone. It's a particular place, it's a single vineyard Amarone, so it's our top
wine. Just to quote, I know you're more on the sort of the winemaking, but what about international markets? How are markets changing for Lugana, Valpolicella, Amarone? What are the trends?
The trend for us is to produce a wine very soft in tannins, with a soft tannins, a good roundness, without residual sugar. It's not easy. We need a very ripe grape, so this is very important to have the vineyards on the top of the hills and to pick the grape when we are very ripe. So we need to stay in the vineyards more time than the usual in order to avoid some particular disease or to take the leaves around the bunch. So means a lot of time in the vineyards and a very long fermentation, especially in the big casks made by oak, a very long aging using not only oak, but part of the aging is made in chestnut and cherry. Very popular in the past, especially in the Valpolicella area, to this kind of woods.
What's special about cherry wood in the aging Amarone?
Cherry, so around the Valpolicella, close to the vineyards, we have a lot of cherry cultivation. Okay. And the chestnut is not close to the vineyards, the chestnut is between the hills and the mountains. So the cherry emphasizes especially the fruity aroma.
Okay.
Is a kind of wood where the density is less than the oak, so gives a lot of micro oxygenation.
Sure.
The cherry, so we have the wine ready before in the cherry, but where the fruity aroma are more interesting. Okay. More strong. The chestnut emphasizes especially the spicy aroma and gives a lot of tannins, very interesting, so it's possible to increase the body of our wines. So we use the cherry and chestnut for our Mentale, the Valpolicella Superiore, and the Solane.
Perfect. Okay. So I want to say thanks to my guest today, Christian Ridolfi, Direttore di Cantina for the Santi Winery, which is part of Gruppo Italiano Vini, for telling us a little bit about his wines from Valpolicella and also the white from Lugano. Thanks very much.
Yes, thanks a lot. Thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey, discovering the true essence of high-quality wine from Europe. Find out more on nativegrapeodyssey.eu. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.